Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Today's Hey, I Was Wondering is Halloween related. Melissa already has her Halloween decorations up.
I do. I put them up about a week ago.
Yeah. Right around July 4th, you got those up.
Yeah, and they look good, too.
Yeah. Did you buy your candy yet?
No. I don't do that until the last minute because I don't want to be tempted.
You think there will be trick-or-treating this year?
I don't know, because there's nobody that's talking about what we're going to do yet in the neighborhood. I haven't heard anything from anybody. I don't know if people are waiting for an announcement type of thing first, but we did buy the costumes.
I'm almost sensing like a revolt, like a civil war when it comes to Halloween. Like the government and various city leaders are going to announce, we're not doing it, it's unsafe, we're not doing it. And then about October 29th, a bunch of neighborhoods, a bunch of families, a bunch of parents are like, yeah, screw it, we're doing it.
I just don't get it. You get stuff from the grocery store anyway.
I don't know. I just feel that, like, I feel that underlying thing starting to happen.
I almost wonder if because they haven't said anything, if they know that that's coming, so they don't want to start, you know, they're going to make
being,
the cities making that last minute.
I think they're trying to figure out a way to present it as close as they possibly can to avoid this type
that's
of
what I'm saying.
30 days of revolt.
Right. I will bet you any amount of money that they will... the joint announcement will be, we're not doing trick-or-treating, but we've created this alternate plan so you can come down to X building and get candy from us. I bet you.
Yeah, you'll hear a lot of that, and then a lot of neighborhoods will go, yeah, screw you.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric, now that Violetta has her own condo and is spending most of her time outside smoking.
What?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I was wondering if she's planning on passing out Halloween candy this year if trick-or-treating does not get canceled. Last year, she made a comment that people should give kids what they want. In that conversation, what kids wanted was king-size candy bars. I think Violetta was primarily talking about herself. But then she said that her parents always turned out the lights and pretended not to be home on Halloween. So, is Violetta planning on passing out king-size candy bars and keeping true to her word that kids should get what they want? Or is she going to follow a family tradition and turn out all the lights?
That's a good question.
Yeah, have you thought about this?
I didn't, but I'm actually really excited now, but I don't know if anyone's going to be trick-or-treating.
Right.
I'm in a high-rise, so any way that's different than what I'm used to, you know, instead of being in a house in a neighborhood.
I could see a high-rise maybe doing their own high-rise trick-or-treating.
Right, because you don't have to go anywhere.
And see that happening,
maybe. Good with weather, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now I need to, I think,
so buy the you've got to start thinking about this.
Yeah,
this is your first
bars.
Official answer the door as a homeowner handing out candy to strangers thing.
Oh, not my to be gosh. Dark, but I almost feel like would people not want to do it in a high rise because that everything's indoors and enclosed? Or
I think a lot of high
care.
Rises downtown do it
they
every
still
year.
Do it.
I will say,
for
my experience living in a high rise for 1 year was that not one single person came to my door. I think I actually was ready, like, ooh, this will be exciting, and then I'm nothing.
Maybe they're all different. My buddy lives in a high rise. Yeah. It says it's pure chaos.
Oh, okay.
Really?
There it is. Well,
pure chaos. Yeah.
I don't see a lot of kids in my building, too, but I'm excited. I want to pass out candy. I feel like that's like adult thing to do.
So you'll do it. You won't follow your family tradition and turn out the lights and not answer the door. Will you give out the full-size candy bars? Because last year, you did get on your soapbox and say that kids should get what they want. And by kids, you meant you. And it was time for people to really pony up and start passing out full-size. So... you going to put your money where your mouth is?
Well, the minis are easier to trade amongst friends.
Ah, here we go.
And I'm not in a position yet to buy king-size candy bars.
Ah, there it is right there.
If I was in a mansion somewhere, definitely buy the king-size candy bars.
There we go, backpedaling our way out of it. My, how times change. That's about what we expected. So Lionel Richie says his go-to karaoke song is anything Lionel Richie, preferably all night long. Violetta will only sing at Chinese restaurants. We learned that.
Yeah.
And your top three go-to karaoke songs are what? 312-233-1019. Yes, everybody loves it, Ashley. What is it?
Piano Man, Billy Joel.
Piano Man, very popular one.
Classic, yeah.
Everybody likes to do that one. Jen, you choose to go with what? Hi, Jen.
Friends in Low Places.
Friends in Low Places, little Garth Brooks. Everybody loves it. Everybody does it. Hi, Amy. Your choice is?
Some Kind of Wonderful by Grand Funk.
Some Kind of Wonderful. Cool. Everybody knows it. Everybody loves it. Gotta sing what, Lori?
I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
I Will Survive. Whip loves that one, too.
Oh, that's a,
he
yeah,
will sing that one till his lungs hurt.
Inspirational to me.
Speaking of your lungs hurting, at number three, Lisa.
Baby, It's Cold Outside is one of my favorites.
Perfect for the holiday season right around the corner. Going a little more current, Alicia, you have chosen.
Burning Up by the Jonas Brothers.
Burning Up by the Jonas Brothers. And finally, in at number one, when it's karaoke time, Melissa, your choice.
Baby Got Back, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah.
Man, listen, I cannot lie. Uh-huh. You
Yeah. Feels good, doesn't it, Melissa?
Oh, I'm ready to dance.
I love your excitement.
Teachers say some parents drink, smoke, and appear half-dressed during online classes. Teachers, what have you experienced during your Zoom classes, your online classes? You've witnessed it. Hi there, Kendall.
Hi.
Hi. What grade do you teach?
I teach third grade.
Okay. What have you seen?
It was one of my students' younger brothers. he was scaling the staircase behind her naked.
Ah, the little brother's naked in the background.
Oops, that's cute. Yeah.
Naked little brother in the background.
He's actually happy you saw him.
Now, do you just let that slide and hope nobody else sees it, or do you call it out and go, little Kimmy in the background there, may want to have your little brother put some pants on?
I was able to, turn off her screen.
Gotcha.
But then she kept asking, why is my screen turning off? All and right. I just had to pretend that it was technology.
Yeah. You don't want to embarrass her. Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm seeing a lot of these stories coming through. Ellen.
Hi. Yes. So I had a student who turned on his video because he was going to, participate in class. And all of a sudden, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Positive.
And so all of a sudden, I saw either a mom or a grandma standing behind him in her underwear and no bra.
Good luck. Oh. Solid luck.
Oh, man.
Underpants and no bra.
I like how you can't tell if it's the mom or the grandma.
Showtime.
That's a good-looking grandma.
What grade do you teach?
Third grade.
Third grade. Do you tell little Jimmy to tell his mom to put a top on?
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, it was tough. So thankfully, he saw it, so he turned off the camera himself. And my first instinct was to look away.
Right.
And I just kind of kept going, and I don't think anybody else noticed.
Oh, perfect. How many people are walking around naked around their third graders?
I don't know.
Oh,
Yeah.
Hey, Eileen, underpants. It's not just for the moms anymore.
It's not. He had the full-on Hugh Hefner robe open, coming out of the shower.
Dad was.
Sexy.
Solid look.
My student wasn't as swift with turning off the camera like the previous caller, though.
I would say most of the time the parents don't, they're just not paying attention, right? I mean, they just have no idea they're like in the back view of the camera
or
something.
Hope so. I hope they're not doing it on purpose.
Call
the authorities on that dad.
Oh, yeah, the third grader's on Zoom. Time to take my top off. I would hope it's on accident.
I'm wondering if they just don't care, but maybe they just don't
know.
Which
is even worse. Suzanne.
Oh, no.
Hello, Suzanne. Hi. You witnessed it in your Zoom class?
Yeah, dad's playing video games and drops the F-bomb 3 times in a row.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Now you got to step in and say something then as a teacher, don't you?
Well, the kid's like, Dad. And then I'm like, okay, moving on.
Right. You're in the middle of English. He's like, that's English.
Right. It's French.
Oh, in your Zoom class, Maureen, you saw what?
I had a student zooming from their parents' bedroom, and behind them was their stripper pole.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Oh, what? God, that's
Mom and dad's
so
stripper pole in the bedroom.
To see that.
Yeah.
Good place to set up.
Well, and the kid doesn't probably even know that that's a stripper pole.
Right. I think they know.
Oh, well.
I think they know they go to their friend's house and no one else has that pole.
You're like, what do you have a fireman pole in your house?
Yeah. You witnessed it in a Zoom class, Valerie.
Yeah, so I'm a 7th and 8th grade teacher, and I was doing a tutoring session online, and it was good 3 to 4 minutes of me talking to the kid before I realized there was a squirrel on his shoulder, and I didn't notice it until it, twitched, and I actually screamed, and he was like, yeah, that's my pet squirrel.
He has a pet squirrel?
Ew.
I don't think they're recommended for pets. They just let it in, like they thought it was a cat.
I've heard of people doing that.
They caught it, and they thought it was cute.
Yeah.
Especially if you get them when they're babies.
Till it attacks you in the middle of the night, rips your face off. Covered in rabies.
Oh, my God.
Can't be that kind of fun. What else is the world talking about? We're about to find out. First check of top three things trending on Twitter. Over to the social media desk. Here's Violetta. And at number three.
Hashtag Sizzler trending across the country after filing for bankruptcy. If you aren't familiar, Sizzler is one of the earliest affordable steakhouses. And based on the responses online, was a cultural staple for decades.
We're going to Sizzler.
Yeah.
We're going to Sizzler.
You know it? And he opened.
Yeah. You know the movie?
No. Tommy Boy or
something? We're going to Sizzler. Woody Harrelson?
Oh, White Man Can't Jump.
There it is. White Man Can't Jump.
Oh, okay. But of course, since it's on Twitter, people had to mess around a little bit. And like you said, Melissa, a lot of people wondering. I didn't even know that this was open still.
I haven't seen one in, I can't even remember.
Right. Uh-huh.
Exactly. So people are missing it, but then all at the same time also not knowing it was still around. So
trending on Twitter, number two.
The first look at Channing Tatum's new movie, Dog, is out. He will be directing and starring in the road trip movie. They say it's going to be a comedy, but it seems a little bit heavy when you read the premise. It's two former Army Rangers learning to get along on their drive down the Pacific coast in hopes of making their fellow soldier's funeral. And I think that there is a dog involved.
Is it a comedy, you said?
They said it's a comedy.
And it's called Dog?
Yes.
I gotcha. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Mr. Brightside trending after the Killers gave the Raiders a Los Angeles welcome with a passionate halftime performance of their hit last night.
Las Vegas.
Oh, what'd I say?
Angeles.
Oh, I meant Las Vegas.
Same thing.
The rooftop performance is making a big splash on Twitter, and it was really good, but a lot of people saying, what year is it? Why is this playing right now?
Oh, they didn't like Mr. Brightside?
No, they did like it, but they're just a little confused.
Aren't we all? Thank you. anybody listening who had an accident while test driving or getting their license after the story we just shared with you, the Connecticut woman test driving a car crashes going over 100 miles per hour. Noreen.
Yes.
What happened?
I had my boyfriend at the time's beautiful Cutlass car and Oldsmobile Cutlass.
Sweet.
And the guy was screaming at me because I had the air conditioning on.
What guy?
And he said, the instructor.
Oh, you were getting your license.
Yeah, he was like 90 years old, crabby as hell.
Right. And so, right. Well, if you were 90 and still working getting people's license, you'd be crabby as hell, too.
And then he was screaming at me. He said, roll those windows down, turn that air off.
Turn that air off.
Put the car in reverse. And I hit the guardrail.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
That was his fault.
That one's on you. That's what you say to him, too. Hey, that's your fault.
Yeah. Don't yell at me.
That always works. Anybody listening who... Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Accident getting license or test driving?
Actually, I was in my car, and I got rear-ended by a guy who was test driving, and it turned out to be a former student of mine. I was teaching at the time.
So a former student is test driving a car and hits you.
Yes. Wow. And he gets out of the car and sees me and starts puking.
His
wife gets out of the car, and she's, like, real confused, and then she introduced herself, and she realizes what happened, and she starts laughing her ass off at him.
Why was he puking? Just the nerves, or he'd had some bad fish?
Well, when you are out for a test drive and have an accident,
Yeah. Oh, he got nervous from that? Like upset?
Yeah, and then he sees me, and that was the final touch.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's
well, at least he got out of the car before he did that, because then he got to get it cleaned after he got to get it repaired.
Never get that out.
No.
Christy had an accident. Christy?
Yes, hi. I listen to you guys all the time. You guys are great.
Thank you.
I didn't get out of the parking lot. I was taking my road test the first time. And I hit a van in the parking lot.
Hit a van in the parking lot trying to get out of the parking lot for your driver's test.
For my driver's test. I was like 18 or 19. Uh-huh. And I went with my dad and, I hit a van.
Did you hit it head on? Did you back into it? Did you sideswipe
it? I jumped right into a van.
Right into it.
Wow,
right
funny up. How those vans just sneak up behind you.
You know, sometimes you're like, don't hit the van, and then you hit the van.
I mean, you're minding your own business, and all of a sudden a van sneaks up behind you.
Oh, my God.
Go with the Violetta excuse. That wasn't my fault.
That was yours.
That was on the van. text in 60123 if at any point anything on your body tingled during that. We'd like to hear what it was that tingled. Whip says that song gives him a tingle all over his body.
That's true.
That's why late at night he likes to dim the lights, grab a bottle of Aquafina, take his shirt off, and roll the whole album.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, you do get the goosebumps, I'm telling you.
What about it affects you so?
I don't know. It's just the overall feeling of it. It's really not the lyrics, although I like the words. I kind of like the little story there. I think the guy was kind of like dogging her around a little bit, using her a little bit, but she had the confidence to know that in the end, he would figure it out and come running back to her, and I think that's what happens.
I thought it was about a sweater.
Well, that too. The bed.
There's more to it. I thought it was just a sweater.
Well, it's totally God. About a sweater,
too. She's singing about a sweater she left under her bed.
You know what? Eric. I'm not saying she's not going to turn it into a sweater commercial for like Abercrombie and Fitch or something.
Oh, don't kid yourself. That's fully my design. She's like seeing a whole marketing plan come into play there.
Totally.
Yeah. I was your old cardigan. Brought to you by J. Crew.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who knows what she's doing.
Makes you think about fall. Did you know that a recent poll found that 36% of Americans name what season is their favorite season? It's the number one choice.
Fall.
No, you would think so with that setup, but it's not. Spring.
Oh.
Spring sucks.
I kind of get confused. Spring. When is spring? Is this
in
spring?
The spring?
No,
between
this is
winter
fall.
And summer.
You get confused. You think this is spring?
I don't. Before
you
summer?
Go lay down.
I don't know the
order. There's no excuse.
Where
you
does
don't
it
know
start?
The order?
Winter, fall. Spring.
Please tell me you're kidding.
Just for a second, I get confused sometimes because it always seems like warm weather, kind of fall and spring are the same.
Maybe you're nervous right now.
I'm turning her off. There's no way that's even possible.
No, I don't think so. I think it's a nervous state.
I'm not turning that on. No, because that is the most. Seriously, you have to take medication.
I don't know. They don't teach you.
I'm not turning it on. I'm not going to turn it on. I'm not going to do it. Spring is the number one choice of favorite season. Fall is in second place, followed by summer and then winter.
By the way, it's a Chicago thing, I think, to not like spring as much because spring sucks here. Spring doesn't suck everywhere. I don't think spring sucks in a lot of places the way it does here. You're thinking it should be like time for the flowers to bloom and it's warmer and then you get like 42
I mean,
and raining.
Spring in the south, right? Where it's probably prettier and warmer.
There's a psychological reason you're so obsessed with fall. The American perspective on fall is based on a dynamic concept of nostalgia and coziness. Maybe that's what you get out of it, Whip.
I think so.
And psychologically, it has some interesting underpinnings that might explain why we're so obsessed with autumn. People hype up cooler weather because those seasons are often associated with events and traditions that evoke memories of happier times, except for now.
Oh.
Not this year.
Well, we're trying to find some fun in this year.
People are looking to fall and winter as a way to anchor themselves to feelings associated with comfort, belonging, and safety. Now, if only we could figure out when fall is. Does it go winter, fall, summer, spring? Violetta isn't certain.
Oh, God.
That's it. You are never getting back on the smooth jazz station ever again. Mixed Morning Mindbender. There are four signs there was no chemistry on your date, according to experts. The number one sign is also a sign that you're on a bad morning show. It's the same. You don't what? 312-233-1019. Kathy, you don't?
You don't laugh.
Close enough. I'll give you that.
Oh.
You don't laugh at each other's jokes.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go, Kathy.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah.
The
number
show,
one sign there was no chemistry on your date, according to experts, is you don't laugh at each other's jokes. It's also a sign that you're on a bad oldies morning show. That's true. That is true. How's your morning going there, Kathy?
It's great. I'm definitely laughing at Violetta this morning.
Oh, thank you.
How about that, huh? That was something.
That was interesting.
That was something.
Well, you know what? You're going to remember that for a long time.
Yeah, for all the wrong reasons. Violetta doesn't know the order of the seasons if you missed that last hour. God. You had to admit, Kathy, you heard that and you went, whew, boy, I got it.
I was a little concerned about her schooling. Yeah.
Well, you felt better about yourself, though, probably.
Yeah.
Well, that's
it wouldn't
an interesting
take much.
Perspective.
Yeah, thanks for helping us.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Four signs there was no chemistry on your date or you're on a bad oldies morning show. Number one, you don't laugh at each other's jokes. Number two, steady conversation is a struggle. That fits both.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Yeah, for sure. But don't, imagine yeah. if it's all awkward and you're just staring at each other.
Number three, signs there was no chemistry on your date or you're on a bad oldies morning show. There's no physical attraction. Well, that's true, too.
Well,
yeah.
Well, that's when you don't even stay. You just leave. Why waste your time?
And finally, number four, you're only noticing the negatives. It really does fit for both the categories, doesn't
it? Really it does.
I feel like we check all those boxes off as a show.
We're doing really well. We should move to oldies. Four signs there was no chemistry on your date. The mix. Butch ever eat a couch? Refrigerator? Chair?
No.
Chair? Door?
No, he did.
Entire wall.
No.
Ate an entire wall.
No, but when he was a puppy, you know, he did chew up the legs of the kitchen table and a coffee table leg.
Oh, yeah.
So the coffee table had to go. The
I've heard many people have to restock their shoes, like about every six months. Yeah. A whole new set of shoes.
No, he wasn't a shoe dog for some weird reason.
Your dog destroyed what, Lori, and how much was it?
So she destroyed about $2,800 worth of damage in our last apartment before we moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So came home from dinner one night for my birthday, and my husband's like, I think somebody's in our apartment.
Uh-oh.
And all we see are eyes through the windowsill. She chewed the blinds, the windowsill, and then kept pawing at the carpeting in the bedroom and destroyed all the carpeting, so everything had to be replaced. So we got that bill when we went to move out.
Wow, that dog was under some anxiety that you left. You have to sit back and go, why are we keeping this dog? I mean, we love her and everything, but this is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet.
What kind of dog is she?
She's a German Shepherd Beagle mix. Needless to say, that shoes, mattress pads, she's just destroyed everything.
Yeah, she's a one-man destruction machine. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
How much did the dog destroy?
Probably about $5,000. We had locked her in the bathroom because we were told that would be the safest place for her while we went to work.
Gotcha.
My wife came home. She's walking down the hallway, and she hears squish, squish, squish underneath her feet. You know the water line into the toilet?
Yeah.
Chewed that just enough to make it a pressure hose.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hose?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
ate the toilet.
stripped all the paint off the walls.
Oh,
it scared her. She knocked the shower doors off and broke them.
Holy.
And then we had to replace the hallway carpet because it had flooded all the way into the hallway.
The bathroom's completely destroyed. It's like a scene from Bourne Identity. Remember that one where they destroyed the bathroom completely?
Yeah.
Your dog did it.
Right.
Look at this one. Hey, Kim.
Hey, good morning.
She's a sweet animal.
She was a sweet animal, but she was an animal. Yeah, we had a Dalmatian named Valentine, and we were in a second-floor apartment and got a call one day late in the afternoon. She had chewed the corner off of our waterbed, and it flooded our unit down through the water, the air vents into the apartment downstairs. And it ruined their carpet, the walls, the ceiling. They had beds and everything. It was about $10,000.
Oh my God!
Ate your waterbed.
Oh. Yep. So if they ever say get the renter's insurance, get the renter's insurance.
And that covers it? The dog? Oh, my God.
When you got home, what was the dog doing? Just sitting in the living room going, do not go in there. Don't go in there. Do not go in the bedroom.
She was just sitting on her side of the gate, wagging her tail.
Right, no big deal.
Yeah, like, I used to do anything.
Mom. Not going to lie to you, that bed was delicious. Oh, wow. Pringles, you like those?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pringles has released Cajun fries chips. Whoa. They taste like Cajun fries.
Whoa. That sounds like it would be good.
Yep.
Hot, but good.
Halloween. You like pumpkins?
Sure.
Of course.
Well, don't get too used to them. There's going to be a Halloween pumpkin shortage, says CBS.
Oh, they don't know anything.
That is so 2020.
But how?
CBS says some areas of the country have been experiencing heavy rain, areas where Halloween pumpkins grow the best, and it's really affected the crop.
Oh, no.
Seriously, because around here it was so dry.
Well, you know, they're down there in the south, a couple of hurricanes rolled through. Some heavy rains poured through.
That's true.
But there's a lot of crops up here.
Well, I'm just telling you, the area
the
says,
are fine.
According to CBS National News, Melissa, maybe get out of your own world for once. They say that the heavy rain is hindering pumpkin production.
You're so dramatic.
Oh, my God.
Well, it seems fine here. Well, there's other places than here.
Well, it's like there's only like a little area that's got a big country going on here.
There won't be as many Halloween pumpkins, but there's plenty of unsold movie popcorn. In fact, mountains of it. The New York Post says popcorn farmers are sitting on mountains of unsold popcorn. Not here. Seems fine here.
We do have a lot of corn.
They have not been able to sell to movie theaters because theaters have been closed due to the coronavirus. A company called Preferred Popcorn had to build 7 new silos in order to hold all their unpopped kernels.
Oh, wow, that's craziness.
Yep. Down there in Kentucky, theme parks are allowing families to rent out the entire space and go on unlimited rides.
Oh, my God. I wonder how much that is. This.
Yep. Well, you should go to Kentucky.
I want to.
Yep. The starting rate for a family of 6 is $5,000 for a 2-hour rental.
What?
Well, you get the whole park like you get Great America.
Yeah,
but
right.
Only 6
grand.
People?
You only get
2 hours?
Get your run of the place.
You can't. You know how long it takes to go from ride to ride, just the walk and stuff?
Think?
You can get on like 10 rides in 2 hours.
That's the whole idea, Melissa, but you get the whole park. What do you think they're going to rent an entire Great America to you for just you? What do you think they're going to charge? Like, you know, $45.99?
They need to give you more time. They need to give you more time than 2 hours.
I think that they've been empty all summer and they would like to maybe churn things through. It's like you going in a restaurant and sitting down at a table for 5 hours. They'd like to turn the table.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like when they give you that time limit.
I have an answer, too. They could say, you know what? You want more time? Another $5,000 buys you another 2 hours.
Oh, ex-girlfriend douses lover's car with chocolate milk.
I wonder why.
That'll stink
in
eventually.
In Western New York, a 911 call was placed because a man said his ex-girlfriend destroyed his clothing and car by covering all of them with chocolate milk.
That would destroy your car, pouring it on top of it?
I think probably all over the inside and outside, like Whip said.
No, she did the inside.
Yeah, the smell, that's it's unrecoverable.
I heard if you throw bologna at a car, it takes the paint off.
That's bologna.
I don't know.
You're right. You're actually right, Melissa.
What? Thank you.
I should have just given up Tidbit Tuesday. I can't even get through it anymore. So why even do it? A woman walks onto an airplane wing after complaining she's too hot. Woman shocked her fellow passengers when she walked out of the plane and onto the wing in order to cool down. Shocking footage shows the woman walking on the wing after she opened the emergency exit, claiming to be too hot. The mother of two from the Ukraine was returning from a holiday in Turkey when she rushed to get off the plane at the airport in Kiev.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, she's not right. You know who's crazy? Miley Cyrus is going to release a new song about Liam Hemsworth saying he's bad in bed.
I'm actually excited to hear that.
The lyrics are win some, lose some, and include last night was the nail in the coffin. Lord knows we were already dead. Look back, and the memory's haunted. Can't believe we did it again. Can't count all the times I faked it. Thank God for the thoughts in my head.
Oh, my God. That's so mean. That's so
relatable. You know me the best, but you hurt me the worst, my darling. I can't pretend anymore.
Dirty pool. Below the belt.
She knows how to hurt.
Yeah, speaking of below the belt, Gucci is debuting $1,200 jeans designed with grass stains already on them around the knees.
They look ridiculous. Very grass stained.
Yep.
And they're overalls, I think.
You get your very own grass stains in there for $1,200.
Cool.
Wild Waffle House brawl breaks out over unpaid tickets. Whip, this is what could happen around here if only we had Waffle Houses. You've been talking about tickets all morning.
I have. That's true. If you got one from the city when they supposedly weren't giving them, go to court.
Waffle House is currently investigating the circumstances behind a wild fight that broke out between employees and customers. Footage of the brawl shows at least 7 individuals involved in the melee, one of whom loses her top while repeatedly striking a worker in the head.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
Dream.
The woman keeps screaming over and over, can I please get my GD phone?
Oh, my God.
How'd she lose her top?
I don't know. Is that the Waffle House? Do you need it anymore?
I like how you said that, though.
I'm glad she even had it on in the first place.
Yeah, that's true.
No. Trying to make the dream come true.
She lost her top. This guy lost his surfboard. Man loses surfboard in Hawaii. It turns up 5,000 miles away in the Philippines.
Oh, crazy.
What?
That is amazing.
Wow.
Doug Falter is a photographer and surfer who lives in Hawaii. He lost his board in Oahu in February 2018. It washed up 5,200 miles away.
Wow.
That's insane.
It really
is. Also insane. Kids in Wisconsin. 10-year-old Wisconsin wrestler is about to reach his goal of 100,000 push-ups in a year.
10-year-old?
10-year-old.
Okay, 100,000 in a year.
That equates to, Whip, I know you're going to ask, 274 every day for 365 days.
Wow, go 10-year-old.
That guy is ripped.
No kidding.
He is blasted. He is ripped.
You got a picture of him?
I don't.
Or are you just guessing?
I'm certain you can find one. I'm just guessing, but I feel pretty good about my guess if he's done 274 push-ups every single day for a year.
Wonder what sport he plays.
I'm going to try something like that.
Headline. 10-year-old Wisconsin wrestler.
Wrestler. There we go. Got it. Okay. Yeah. I was fixated on the 10-year-old part.
And finally. You're absolutely right. I should probably get up. I should turn it over to one of you guys.
I told you.
Maybe I should just start leaving at 9. You guys just go nuts for an hour. Work out all that energy.
All right.
Yeah. It's like when you get home and the dog's like going crazy. You got to take for a walk to get it to burn off the energy. That's what the 9 o'clock hour is like around here. Sort of. Bigfoot sighting is scaring people in Charleston, South Carolina. Many have reported seeing Bigfoot during the last several days. As it turns out, someone placed a life-size cardboard cutout of Bigfoot on the road in downtown Charleston.
Oh my God, people started to believe it. No.
That is actually hilarious.
Well, remember, it is the South.
And 2020.
The cutout is in a wooded area, making people think Bigfoot, in fact, might really exist. Our second check of the morning, top three, social media desk, Violetta, in at number three.
January versus September is trending right now. Many are using the Smile Paint app, which turns you into a cartoon, to post side-by-side representations of how they feel things have changed from January to September. They're self-portraits. It's obviously been quite a year, so the side-by-side show everybody looking pretty beat up.
Uh-huh. Mm. So far this year, there's been January, February, COVID. That's it.
Exactly.
That's pretty true.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Where's the time gone?
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Best-selling downloads released in 2020 for the U.S. right now. Number one is Dynamite. Number two is Savage Love. Number three is WAP. And then number eight is Stuck With You. Number seven. I meant to say number seven, which is Rain On Me, because we've been debating if that's the song of summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Went, why are we laughing?
Because she went, number one is this, number two is this, number three is this, number eight is this. Like, what happened to 4, 5, 6, 7?
Do you want to know those?
No.
Okay.
Why do you need things in such a linear fashion, Eric? Can't your mind jump around like that?
Yeah, I guess I don't.
Rain.
Number 36 is. Number 14 is. Number 17 is.
Like you're shuffling it up.
All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay. A post from Barstool Sports is everywhere right now. The caption is going to help set the scene for you guys, which is, not even masks can stop PDA. There are two people literally going ham on each other at a bar, making out with face masks on. It's super weird. They're touchy-feely and the face masks not stopping them. Like, if they weren't wearing face masks, like, you know there's tongue involved, but, like, you can't tell. But their face are just, like, smacked on top of each other.
Saw it yesterday.
Mm.
You know what I thought to myself?
What?
All right, trying too hard right there.
Oh, I am?
Trying too hard to become viral on Barstool.
Yeah.
And oh, by definitely. God, it worked.
It
Look
did.
At that.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.